From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama rejects Russia's military campaign in Syria, even as Russian planes attacked Syrian targets. At a White House news conference Friday, Mr. Obama said that Iran and Assad make up Mr. Putin's coalition. The rest of the world makes up ours. Mr. Obama said that Russia's approach was a self-defeating exercise that moves the conflict away from a solution. The U.S. president said that Russian President Vladimir Putin has not attracted international support for his approach in Syria, a long-standing Russian ally. Meanwhile, Russia carried out more airstrikes in Syria on Friday. The Russian Defense Ministry said its warplanes flew 14 missions, hitting six Islamic State targets. The ministry also said the strikes destroyed an Islamic State bomb-making factory near the city of Maret al-Numan in Idlib province. Federal investigators have recovered a total of 13 weapons owned by the lone gunman who went on a shooting rampage at a community college in rural southern Oregon. The U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives said that all the guns were purchased legally and traced to the same firearms dealer. Oregon Governor Kate Brown said Friday that these kinds of mass shootings will continue until people take action.
Oregon has worked continuously to prevent these kind of tragedies, but they continue to happen here and across the nation. And it is going to keep happening until we decide we want them to stop.
Police are attempting to determine why 26-year-old Chris Harper Mercer opened fire at the community college Thursday, killing 9 people and wounding 7 others before being shot dead by police. This is VOA.